This week on One Crazy Story, comedian Tom McCarthy tells us about how he got his first girlfriend.
Now, this part of the story sounds like Penthouse Forum or something
like
that.
Right.
I never believed the stories in your magazine until recently. I was in a Pierre Cardin sweater in a toy store in 1986. She asked me if I want to come to a party at her place, a high school girl with parents out of town.
This never happened.
People name these? I mean, I've listened to a few of them, but do they name their stories?
No, but you can if you want to.
This one's got a name.
Okay.
This one's called The Sweater Story.
I'm intrigued.
So this goes back long time. It's probably sophomore, junior in high school. And I was a late bloomer in the sense that, like, from first grade on, I knew I liked the ladies.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
They didn't always reciprocate.
I hear you, brother.
But I never felt that, even as I was starting to go through the change, you know, and my voice was dropping and my balls were dropping, I figured it would happen.
Mm-hmm.
I figured I'd meet, you know, I'd get a girlfriend sometime.
Yeah, it'll happen when it happens.
Yeah. And, you know, sophomore high school roles are still not happening. And I didn't feel that much pressure, with the exception that two of my best friends from growing up were really cool guys, and they're good looking guys, and they always had girls, and mm-hmm. they started getting girlfriends, and then all of a sudden the pressure's on.
Yeah, you're like, oh, man,
why don't I have a girlfriend? Who could resist this?
Exactly. Yeah. Who could resist the Tomica?
So, and I don't know how overtly I said this to my friend, but, you know, by the spring of our sophomore year, I was like, man, what's the deal?
Mm-hmm.
You know,
how do you do this?
He very nicely paraphrased. He said, look, you don't dress real well. And you're not in the best of shape. I can help you with one of those things.
When he said, okay.
Okay, well, all right.
When he says you're not in the best of shape, what does that mean? Because I don't imagine you being a very, because
no, I was kind of a chubby kid.
Really?
I started going through my growth spurt.
You seem
then.
Like someone who's always been in shape in the sense of like not fat. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, thank you.
You know what I mean?
The fact that I'm doing this podcast naked too.
Help, yeah.
But no, I was kind of a pudgy roly-poly kid, but I went from, I'm 6'2". I went from like 5'8 to 6'2" mm-hmm. in 2 years. So it just kind of stretched it out. But
that
was kind of at the transition from that time frame. So he said, after he told me that, he said, I'll tell you what, get some money from your dad. I'll take you to the mall this weekend.
Go
get you hooked up. Okay.
Make it look nice.
Cool. I mean, I had like a rotation of rock t-shirts. That was, and jeans. That was my outfit, you know? And, I grew up in Farmington Hills, West Bloomfield. It was kind of like a fashion parade. Mm-hmm. There was kids mm-hmm. who drove brand new Corvettes and IROCs and shit.
Yeah, you got to dress the part.
Right. And I was not that type of kid. I come from a blue-collar family. And, you know, I went to my dad and told him my dilemma. I said, you know, can I get some money for some new clothes? Mm-hmm. And he said, absolutely, that's fair. And peels off $300.
Holy shit, $300. And your dad's kind of like, yeah, you need some new clothes.
Yeah, he agreed
too. Your dad's just like, he didn't even question.
He was sick of looking at my DO t-shirt and
corduroys. I've been trying to get you to throw that Rio Speedwagon t-shirt.
That's right. So we go to the mall. And this was so long ago that we went to Fairlane.
Oh, yeah. This is the mall to go.
Yes. White kids from the suburbs went to Fairlane back in the day and loved going mm-hmm. there. It was an event back then. They had a monorail.
Yeah. That's this was the mall. This was the hopping mall at the time. You went so far out of your way to go to this mall.
I mean, I'm just.
With your $300 for your new clothes.
I'm dizzy with what the future is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
My new outfit. You know,
you're just all pumped up.
And my friend, we went to the old Hudson's there. And instead of spending, and keep in mind, this would have been 86. So $300 in 1986 money,
mm-hmm.
500 now, a lot of money.
Yeah, you could buy a lot of nice clothes.
Right. Well, so instead of getting a lot of clothes, he points out this outfit that was on a mannequin. Just one outfit. And it was like $270.
Yeah. What?
And the outfit was this. I've got pictures. I'll dust off a picture of this. Okay. So it's a Pierre Cardin sweater, oatmeal, with black and orange horizontal stripes, a black pair of Cavaricci's, and black leather K-Swiss. Okay.
Oh, man.
That's $280. I had 20 left over for a little spitzer of Dracar, you know, for good measure. And I wanted to wear the fucking thing out of the store. Yeah, looked, you know, I didn't even want them to wrap it up. I said, okay.
You fell in love with this outfit immediately, right?
Oh, man. I could just picture how great it was going to go over. Mm-hmm. Well, when I'm thinking, well, Monday, I couldn't wait for Monday to come. And I'm like, no way. Mm-hmm. You can't blow this outfit on a Monday, man.
Yeah.
Who's paying attention on a Monday?
Exactly.
So I keep it under wraps until Friday, naturally. Got to have my first ever Friday outfit.
Yep.
I put the outfit on, and at first I was a little bit nervous because, like, on the one hand, I wanted the attention. You know, go figure. You know, even at that age, I wanted attention.
Yeah, you wanted the attention.
But you know, when you want attention, you know you're going to get it. Then sometimes you back off. Mm-hmm. You know,
and you're like, oh, maybe I don't really want this attention. Yeah.
But you know, so but
I feel like this going such a drastic change though, on one Friday, you know, like. Everybody,
well, hindsight being 2020, I should have stepped it up, or what you say?
Like, maybe, like, started with, like, okay, I'll buy a nicer shirt, and then, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, this friend of yours who's so styling, he knew that this outfit was the outfit.
He might have been setting me up.
Oh, yeah?
I could have used your advice, you know,
dude,
10 years
Tom,
before you
I'll
were
tell you
born.
This, man. I'm a good friend, so I would not have set you up for anything.
You're right.
But I would have been like, dude, here's how you do it. And I'm not, look at me. Look at the way I'm dressed.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not exactly stylish.
You're no George Clooney.
But I'm like, no, fuck no. Not even close.
Well, I could have. You're right. I probably should have stepped it up so it wouldn't have been so much of a shock.
Like a literally. Gradual, like, I'm starting to get his shit together a little bit.
I go from my Iron Maiden Number the Beast Thursday t-shirt.
Which I love, by the way.
Oh, that's a great album or t-shirt or both?
Both.
Oh. Well, I loved it. Well, so Friday, I go to my locker, take my jacket off. Within 5 minutes of walking down the hall the first hour, heads were turning. No longer do I feel self-conscious. I feel a power that I've never had in my life. I'm just like, yes, you know?
Hell yeah.
And keep in mind, there is a cloud of Drakkar following me around, too, because I've, sprayed myself
totally.
Down.
Totally, you got
that.
The extra 30 bucks.
Oh, man. So it was an instant hit. Getting compliments from girls at lunch. And it's like, oh, is that a new outfit, Tom?
Yeah.
Yeah, I picked it. Thanks.
Yeah,
you know?
I picked it out.
So now this is, you know, the rest of that springtime. And keep in mind now, by now it's like May. School's been in for most of the year. It's starting to get warm, and I'm still wearing my Pierre Cardin sweater. But every Friday now, there's no doubt in my mind what I'm wearing. Every single Friday
totally.
I start wearing
this.
It's
my Friday outfit.
This outfit. Well, it was going so well that by the last 3-4 weeks of the school year, I'd slide it in on a Tuesday sometimes. Mm-hmm. You don't want to do it on a Monday because that would be too obvious. You just had it on Friday, show up Monday. Couldn't do that. Tuesday, people aren't exactly on the ball. You know, I slid it in there sometimes. So a lot of times I'm wearing it twice a week. And sometimes if I knew I wouldn't be running into the same people, I would wear it on Saturdays if I was going,
Totally.
And it just keeps building from there. Well, that summer, even though the main objective of this outfit was to get girls and get a girlfriend.
Yeah.
That had not happened yet, okay? But I'm still wearing the outfit and it's summer.
So you haven't gotten with any girls, but you've at least opened the door for conversation with many of them.
Oh, yeah. I could feel it was
so
happening.
So this is a great, so you're moving in
Progress.
The right direction. You're
Progress.
Moving in the right direction.
Absolutely. Well, there was this big hotspot in that area at the time. I think it's long gone. But at 14 Mile and Orchard Lake, there used to be like a little mall called Tally Hall. Mm-hmm. And they had a big, huge food court that was like where all the kids from my area hung out. That was our hangout. Mm-hmm. And there was this girl who worked in Tally Hall at the toy store who I went in there one time just to, I don't even know what the hell I was looking for, but I'm wearing the outfit. Mm-hmm. And she goes, that's a really nice outfit. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
No, this, Cardin. Oh, this, I just threw this on.
Yeah. I know it's a little hot for it. But it's a great outfit, don't you? Oh yeah,
he's just sweating.
And this part of the story sounds like Penthouse Forum or something
like
that.
Right.
I never believed the stories in your magazine until recently. I was in a Pierre Cardin sweater in a toy store in 1986.
This is awesome.
Well, she asked me if I want to come to a party at her place. Her parents are out of a high school girl with parents out of town.
This never happens.
And she went to a different high school. She went to Southfield Lathrop. You know,
dude,
that was like, oh my God.
This is huge.
I know.
This girl doesn't even this girl doesn't even go to your school. You just show up looking flashy in your outfit.
Hot.
And she was attractive. And she's like, you should come to my place.
Ugh.
How does this happen? Like,
you should see the outfit and you would know.
Dude, I gotta see this picture.
So I go over there and first night over there, just my mind was blown, man. We became hot and heavy. My first real girlfriend, having all these crazy experiences, just a great summer. And of course, 80% of the time we're together, I'm wearing the outfit, you know, and she loved it. And we stay together going now, I want to say maybe about 6 months. We didn't quite make it to the holidays of the next school year. And I don't really know what happened, but first of all, I was not, even though I wanted a girlfriend so bad, now in retrospect, I wasn't ready for a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because everything, this girl partied a little bit. First time in my life, started partying. We would drink Mad Dog and Boone's Farm. Have you ever had that shit?
Yeah.
Oh, so I'm trying to deal with my hormones, my first real girlfriend,
It's a lot. It like happened too fast for you.
Yeah.
But, no regrets.
After all these years, I mean, I kind of fashioned myself like a pacifist. But when I would drink Mad Dog and Boone's Farm, I was notorious for just going crazy, getting in fights, crazy
shit would happen.
Mad Dog,
I think Mad Dog is an appropriate name for that beer.
Combustible.
Or whatever.
It was a very combustible combination.
Yes, it's very...
It's from the Mogan David Winery in Cincinnati, Ohio, a place known for its vineyards.
Exactly.
It's the Mogan David Winery in Cincinnati. Yeah. You can see it from 75. And as you might imagine, from the class of woman who would pick up a dude in the food court at Tally Hall because he had a nice outfit and invite him over the next day. Well, I wasn't the only one.
Yeah.
I start finding this out like late fall, early winter of my junior year.
Okay.
And the romance is starting to sour. And I invite her to a big dance at our school are there still dances? I hate sounding like fucking old. Do they still, there's got to be high school dances
they
still,
do.
Right?
They okay. do.
Yeah. So
do they still do that shit, Nate?
Do they have the dances? So she comes over with her cousin, who actually her cousin went to my high school. And I hooked her up with one of my friends, and we had Boone's Farm, we had Mad Dog, and maybe even a little bit of smoke, and we went across the street from our high school and partied in the car before we went in. Now, keep in mind, I'm wearing the outfit.
Oh, couldn't I be? Oh, yeah.
Friday dance?
Dude, this is awesome.
And it still was the only outfit. I did not upgrade.
Exactly.
My dad did not replenish.
And I love that nobody has said, gee, Tom, is this the only nice outfit you have?
They were thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
You know they were thinking it.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know. I needed a friend like you.
But you looked badass, though. That's
I needed someone like you to pull me aside and say, hey, man,
but you,
maybe we pull it back a little bit.
Okay. Hey, at least rotate. You know, put on a different pair of pants with that sweater. You know what I'm saying? You know, mix and match a little bit.
Yeah.
Don't ask me why I know this.
Well,
I wish I could practice this stuff.
Well, you know what?
Because I'm not very stylish.
A brief sidebar. Let's do some math because I'm thinking of this. So if I got the outfit, let's say April of sophomore year, so that would have been like, okay, April of 86 to late junior. Maybe we're talking 6 or 7 months.
Yeah, and you wore it, what, twice
how many,
a week?
How many weeks are in 6 or 7 months?
Don't worry, I'll edit out the pause.
I just asked a 24? Comic a 20? Math question.
24.
Isn't it closer to 30? Yeah.
I studied communications, man. Only
okay.
That. So, no.
Okay,
it's like 24
all right.
weeks.
24, 28 in that range. I'll say that. So I would say 24, 28 weeks, I bet I wore this outfit 50 times.
Jesus
Easy.
Christ. 50, like at least twice a week.
Maybe 60 in this time frame. I'm wearing it on this night.
At least twice a week.
So we're all hopped up. We go to the dance. And I think she started dancing with some other guy and was kind of flaunting in my face, and I wasn't dealing with it well. And we get into a big, nasty fight.
Wow.
And myself and my friends were kind of over in one corner. Her and her cousin are in another. And she was saying terrible. The mouth on this girl.
to you.
Yeah, she was lobbing the worst insults at me, and they were just, you know, I was deflecting it. I was keeping my composure because I knew she was trying to bait me, you know?
Yeah.
And she was saying, you know, you're a fucking loser. Nobody likes you. You got zit face, you know, terrible high
Damn.
School. I was like, oh, come on.
Wow.
You know? Can you hit a little lower, you know? But you know how when you're in a fight with a crazy person and they're going nuts and you're laughing, and it makes them go even crazier?
Mm-hmm.
Somehow I was keeping my composure that as she's laying these insults on me, I'm just laughing and it's getting her
She's escalating, just getting worse and worse.
And then she goes, she went nuclear. She brought in the big guns. She yells as loud as she can yell, "Fuck you and that stupid fucking outfit that everyone knows you wear all the time." I'm wearing the outfit. Like, and I swear to God, I'm sure the music, I know my mind tricked me into believing this. I know the music kept playing, but it was just, and my good friend who was with me, he just put his hand in his head. He's like, oh man. I went nuts. I start just, oh my, I went after her. My friend is yanking on the sweater. Oh, pulling it. You can't
don't rip it.
Yeah, you can't pull a sweater like that out of shape, but I didn't care. I'll kill you, you bitch. And of course, as always happens in those domestic situations, I'm the bad guy. Right. I get thrown out.
Right.
I'm trying to explain to the like principal or whoever the, you know, chaperone was. She doesn't even go to this school. She's been drinking. She made fun of my outfit. They throw me, my outfit out, and my good friend stuck with me. He's you know how guys are.
This is the guy that shopped with you, right?
Yes, yes. And he's saying, you know, fuck her. You can do better.
Mm-hmm.
That's a low blow, man.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I do wear the outfit a lot. I do. It's like, it's a great outfit, man. Don't even. It's a, look at that outfit. And I'm like, I'm not wearing it anymore, man. God damn, you know, and just. Yeah. So my first girlfriend is gone. My outfit's all pulled out of shape. I'm kicked out of a high school dance. And I get dropped off at home. My dad and my stepmom were whatever watching TV. I go straight up to my room, take the outfit off, just throw it in the corner. Never want to see it again. And the next morning, I just was so humiliated, man. I'm just so glad it wasn't in the air of the social networks and all that
For
shit.
For sure,
that shit
man. Dude, posted. There'd be photos all over. There'd be a hashtag named after you.
Sweater.
Yeah, yeah.
Hashtag John, Friday yeah, outfit yeah. gone wrong.
Hashtag Tom sweater.
So, you know, the good news was back then you could rebound from humiliation a little bit easier than you can now. So I woke up the next morning. I was in decent spirits. I was kind of bummed, but I take the sweater. We had, maybe this is a Michigan thing. I was curious. Have you ever heard of a cedar closet? You know what a cedar closet?
Yeah, I know all about it. My grandma had one. And that.
What is the purpose? What is the purpose of a cedar closet?
It involves moisture, right?
Something
and keeping clothes.
Clothes and linens.
Like, yeah, safe, essentially. I don't want to say dry, but like it protects them in some sort of way.
I think it was an old school way of showing off. I mean, why not keep your shit in your closet? But people would have parts of their rooms or parts of their basements would be a cedar closet, right?
Yeah.
So that's where we kept all of our shit to give to Purple Heart or whatever, you know. So I take the sweater and I put it down in a bag in the cedar closet just so I wouldn't be tempted to wear it. The jeans I could pull off. You know, people wouldn't remember the jeans as much.
For sure.
So the sweater goes down in there and, you know, I took a little bit of shit in school the next week, and it would come up a couple times, but I moved on. I ended up getting a hotter girlfriend, a better girlfriend by the spring of that year, a girl I stayed with for years into college, you know. So my, you know, things kind of ended up okay, and I quit this girl because she went to a different school. She was easy to quit cold turkey.
Oh, for sure. You never had to see her again.
Yeah, she started dating a guy from another neighborhood that I knew, and I was like, man, screw her, man. So now, it has been more than a year. Now we are at the end of my senior year in high school, maybe even close to getting ready to go away to college for my freshman year. And it's a summer day, and I had a really particularly bad stepmom as far as stepmoms go at the time.
Okay.
And she was just kind of a nasty woman, and she would begrudgingly do my laundry, which I didn't ask her to do. I could do my own laundry.
For sure.
But when she would do my laundry, she would take everything, just even shit from my drawers and throw it, you know?
Yeah.
So I wake up, I'm in my boxers, I've got nothing to wear.
Mm-hmm.
Just go grab something from the cedar closet. I go down to the cedar closet. There's a pair of sweatpants. I pull them on, open up the bag. There's a sweater. It's been almost a year and a half since I've seen it.
Yep.
And probably a year since I've even thought about it.
Yeah.
You know, I have moved on.
Wow.
And, you know, we had the air conditioning crank. You know, I was going to hang out in the basement. I'm like, I'm going to put on the fucking sweater, man.
Yeah.
So I put on the sweater. And it felt good. It felt good, man. It still smelled like that night,
dude,
you know? It was
bringing back just the memories of this.
Lounging in the air conditioning in your basement outfit, though, man. I'm riding high. And now it's hand to God. Here's what happens. Doorbell rings. I can kind of hear it down from my basement. I can hear my mom, my stepmom, open the door. She opens the basement door. Tom, someone's here to see you. That's weird. I'm not expecting any visitors. I come upstairs. It's Jennifer and her cousin on my front porch. The fucking girl. They were visiting someone down the street, and they thought they'd come and see how I am, and I've got the goddamn sweater on.
You just look like this sad
the looks
man.
On their faces, I swear to God, it's like they had the worst thyroid condition you've ever seen. Both their eyes kind of bug out. They kind of like look at each other.
Oh my God.
And now I can't believe this.
Yeah. And
I'm so off guard. And the 800-pound gorilla is, am I going to acknowledge the sweater or not?
You're just in the basement, sad.
I invite him in. I'm like, what are you guys doing here? He said, well, so-and-so lived up the street. I haven't seen you in forever. I saw your car. How are you? I felt like, what does it look like I'm doing?
Yeah.
I invited him in. They sat in my family room for maybe 10 minutes. We made small talk.
Mm-hmm.
The most uncomfortable 10 minutes of my life. I'm like weighing there. Do I say something about the sweater or do I play it off like I'm not wearing it? And I decided to play it off like I'm not wearing it.
Okay.
I just decided if they bring it up... Because they're not going to believe the story anyway. They're not going to believe.
The truth here, and which is just, that's how it happens, man. That's just, they show up, and you're like, no. Look, my stepmom does my laundry. You see, she does my laundry.
Oh, my God.
Like, there's no good way to explain that. You're better off just looking like the loser. You know,
when Facebook first came out, I thought about looking up this girl. You know, that's one of the stupid things you do, and I was like, no. And
so you did.
No, I didn't. I think that's a better use for Facebook than political discourse and opinions.
Yeah.
You know, look up people you wanted to bang. That's
I think you should give me her name so I can look her up.
Put that sweater on.
And then I'll add her. Mutual friend Tom McCarthy.
If I ever do put out an album, it's just me in that sweater on the cover.
It's brilliant.
Yeah.
That's all for this week. Please go to twitter.com/onecrazystory and follow us there, or catch up on old episodes at onecrazystory.podbean.com or on iTunes. Thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it.